Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, back on the Fan. It's 11:28 here on this Tuesday. It's a ticket. It's the Aaron Rodgers siren that we haven't heard in about
a week or two.
What the hell's going on?
Well, I just wanted to give you an update on the Aaron Rodgers trade report.
Okay. this is out of nowhere.
I know. What the hell are you talking about? It's like Tuesday. And
is it I mean, I was just on Twitter. Is it official?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no news.
What?
We got nothing.
So there is
still nothing going on. Aaron Rodgers has still not been traded to the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers,
you are out of your mind.
Alarm is for the Aaron Rodgers nothing.
I think he just wanted to speak on the air. Yeah, I think he was just doing anything to wedge himself into the conversation. So nothing happened with Rodgers.
I'm just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to be traded to the Jets. That still hasn't happened yet. He's not on the team.
You know what it is, BT?
Sure.
We only have a 3-hour show today. He's like, I'm not getting in today.
Yeah.
I got to find a way to wedge my way into the show.
Well, if he keeps fooling the audience, he's never getting in. All right. By the way, listen, so the Rodgers stuff, there's nothing new there. Hops just messing around, but it was a little disconcerting from my point of view. Less for Tiki because he's a Giants guy.
I mean,
obviously.
What the hell?
No, obviously. I'm not holding it.
I played a decade for the Giants. I'm a Jet fan. I live in Forum Park.
You do actually live there, so it's a little confusing. There is a wild card that has now emerged for Lamar Jackson.
Mm.
And there's not much, with the exception of the Aaron Rodgers deal blowing up last second, which it won't, and the Jets not getting him or anybody else, that can ruin my football season than what I'm about to tell you as a possibility actually coming to fruition. Mm. Would you like to know what it is?
Mac Jones getting traded to the Raiders and Lamar Jackson going to the Patriots?
Yes.
No.
That, well, I mean, there's a report now that the Patriots are kicking the tires
I was legitimately guessing.
It was more about Lamar going there. And, of course, if that happens, you're going to trade Mac Jones. You're going to have Mac Jones watching Lamar Jackson. Could you imagine that if they actually trumped us this offseason?
Wow.
I think I would just give up.
Wow. And then Tua stays healthy and comes back to the MVP midseason form that he had last
And you got
year.
Josh Allen wins the MVP.
Yeah, and all of a sudden.
20-something-year-olds.
All of a sudden, the AFC East is the best division quarterback-wise, maybe team-wise, in the entire NFL.
And we're starting Zach.
Exactly.
We're Shreveler.
Because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. Or the deal doesn't
work. Or
the deal falls through.
No, the deal's going to happen. But Patriots
That's
cited
interesting. That's interesting.
As wild card in Lamar Jackson sweepstakes, I'm reading.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it feels like there's no momentum around Lamar Jackson. One, getting a deal done with Baltimore, and then two, someone offering him a contract or an offer sheet, because this has been almost a week since he's been available to have conversations with other teams. He's on the non-restricted tag, I mean the non-exclusive tag, so teams could give up whatever they want to give up. And for a former MVP who's 26 years old and has so much upside potential, the fact that we haven't heard anything about anything with Lamar Jackson is really interesting. And so when you do hear something, there's probably a lot of smoke behind that. There's something happening.
Well, there's a lot of teams that are obviously motivated either through the draft, and we know who those teams are, the Colts, although the Colts can make a play for Lamar, too. They threw them in as a wild card. But you would think like the Texans, the Colts, the Panthers, a few other teams address it via the draft for the most part. But Lamar's,
because their teams aren't ready.
I think Carolina's, every time Carolina comes up, I think they were more ready than you do. I think Carolina's got a pretty good roster.
Yeah, I mean, look, their offense is. And did they trade for a running back? Who am I thinking of? They traded for somebody, or they acquired somebody in free agency. The Carolina Panthers are not going, we're rebuilding. They're not going the rebuild route.
No, I agree with
they
that.
They are going we are ready to win now. And if we like one of these quarterbacks, and I'm hearing it's Anthony Richardson,
Florida. Really?
Who? I mean, it'd be crazy to draft number one overall, but you never know. I mean, you fall in love with a kid, you draft him wherever you pick, right? And that's why Carolina moved to where they moved to, so that they can take whoever they want as opposed to waiting for whoever falls to them. But if that's the case, then, you know, or if Anthony Richardson is not the guy, or one of these guys is not the guy, you trade for the number one pick so that you can give it for Lamar. It's interesting, right? It makes it interesting because Lamar kind of becomes your number one pick. I don't know. There's so many things that could go right or wrong for a lot of teams this offseason still.
I will say this. Let's just say the Rodgers thing.
Miles Sanders. That's who it was. Miles Sanders signed with the
Bears. That's right. Running back. Let's say that the Rodgers-Jets thing unimaginably blows up. It won't, but just say if it does. And then they quickly pivot to Lamar, which they would. Maybe Stafford as well, but you know they'll be all in on Lamar at that point. I think, given Douglas's relationships in Baltimore and the history between the Pats and the Ravens, I think that they would steer him here rather than there. So, like, if you're worried about the Rodgers thing blowing up and the Pats getting Lamar, the Jets get nobody, I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, I think this is going to be slow played, and I've said this because of the cap hit that the Packers are going to incur should they trade Aaron Rodgers before June 1st. This isn't going to happen for another 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah. I think this doesn't happen until June.
I think it's got to happen before the draft. I don't disagree on that.
I don't think so.
All right, we'll see.
I think it's the future picks that matter because let's be real about Green Bay. If Jordan Love isn't the dude right away, then they're not winning anything.
Oh, yeah.
So why are they worried about a first round pick this season? So they're in a weird space.
It's going to be a wild couple of months here between the draft and these unresolved situations. And this is going to be crazy for the NFL.
Green Bay is in an odd space right now.
Let's get, how about Danny in Jefferson, New Jersey? Danny's on the Fan on the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's happening, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Okay.
Time listener,
how you doing,
first time caller, man.
Oh, I love it, man. Right. Thank you.
Hey, Tiki, longtime Cowboy fan. Oh. I got to say, when you played, you had a likable team. I wouldn't say I rooted for you, but I didn't loathe you like I loathe all the Giants teams.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, bro.
You guys are great on the radio. You have a great personality.
Thank you, man.
Anyway, the Mets. I think everybody's got it wrong with all these launch angles and swings and misses. I think the Mets have a good contact hitting team, and with the rule changes, a lot of those balls are going to find holes, and they're going to be able to produce runs that way instead of the long ball.
That is a good point.
You know, they were up on top of the league in on base percentage and batting average, so I think that's going to produce a lot of runs. And I think with the time clock, it might help the younger players that not get into their own heads. Get up there, swing the bat, hit the ball.
Let me ask you a question, Danny. I don't think that it's a crazy take. I think that, and I don't think it's going to benefit the Mets to the point where, you know, a tax on 8-9 wins. I'm not even saying that you're saying that, but I got you in a modified way. But what players, I'm asking you, on the Mets last year, because I could tell you a couple of the Yankees, were truly, truly adversely affected by the shift?
I think any left-handed, I mean, Brett Beatty, I mean, I know he just came up, but having him find a few holes might help him out with his confidence.
Can't tell. Too small of a sample. My point being, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff
McNeil, I think those guys' years are going to improve. I think their batting averages and on base is going to go up at the top of the line up there.
McNeil hit .336. My point is, I think that the Mets
actually... McNeil's going to hit .400 next year.
Yeah, right. 375.
390. I think that the Met hitters are less impacted by this because their bat-to-ball skill is already pretty foul line to foul line.
Yeah.
Much more than most of the Yankees.
Yeah. And there's not that many Deadpool guys, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you're right. No, you're right. I mean, I'm just looking at the roster and I'm saying, who's the lefty that's in trouble here? There aren't many.
No, I don't think so. I feel like maybe
Vogelbach. I mean, maybe.
I'm not. If he's on the, I'm not even sure he's going to be on the team.
But he's got to be
in June or July.
Oh, sorry, down the road.
He's making $1 million, right? He's getting nothing. They pay him the vet minimum, I think $1.3 million. If he's not doing anything, they'll get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Honestly, so I think one thing that we can anticipate with both of these teams, they both should win a lot of games, but there's both going to be, some injections of youth during the season. Which, you know, for both teams to do that is kind of rare Yankees almost never do it position-wise. Mm-hmm. And for the Yanks and the Mets to do it in the same season, it'd be pretty unique summer. Looking forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.